Says all of us have been in the sky, there is rock. Where from the rock came?
Well, they say originally from gas.
Gas?
Gas.
So gas without water, there cannot be gas?
Well, gas and then it liquefies and then it solidifies.
Liquid makes water?
Yeah.
So as soon as there is water, there is vegetation. You'll find everywhere water dries up, vegetation comes.
Today they are exploring Mars, and they are saying that they're finding water on Mars. But
it must be there. Everything must be there.
Yes.
Pancho, Bho, Mahu. Itha, then fire, then water, then land. Everything is described in Bhagavad. They cannot speak nonsense. They can speak nonsense to the other nonsense, but we cannot. Without water, there is possibility of sand. Sand means it is salt.
Yes, if you go out here, there's a big desert.
Yeah. That means there was water.
Yeah, and under the desert, always. I took a trip a few weeks ago all over Iran, through the deserts, to villages, and always. Just 40 feet, 40 meters under the desert, lots of water.
Yes.
They would bring the water up and there would be green. There would grow vegetables. So even
water, sea, as it becomes solidified, the outer surface, by sunrise, sunshine, it becomes, it is called sodium silicate. Salt is sodium chloride. So, from sodium chloride, the sodium silicate. So, cover of the sea becomes solidified by the sodium silicate. And underneath there is water. It's like hava, the skin, bone, coming from where? We are eating liquid and or some vegetables or some whatever, they are becoming liquidified. And first transformation is blood. Blood is liquid. And from blood everything is coming. The muscle is coming, the bone is coming. The more the liquid portion becomes solidified by air, gas, then these things come in. The formation of this body beginning, the liquid semina, liquid ovum mix together, the liquid. Then they form pea-like solid thing from the liquid, and then the body form. But from the solid body form, the man injects liquid. Does not inject anything solid. What from the solid body comes? By chemical composition, the body form. From liquid to solid. So, as soon as you see some solid thing, you must know that it has come from liquid.
You got its form from liquid.
Huh?
The form.
Whatever it may be.
It had to come from liquid somehow.
Yes, liquid. The discharge of samadhi is liquid. It is not solid. To have this body come. You cannot bluff that solid has come out of it. There was liquid, or there is liquid.
Well, they'll accept that there was liquid. They'll accept that there was liquid.
Yes, there must have been wisdom. As soon as there is liquid, there is vegetation.
Their argument is that because there's no atmosphere, then there's no vegetation.
Oh, that is. That is another bogus thing. Atmosphere is the same everywhere.
Mm.
Little more, just like in the certain planet there is living entity, that is fire. So what do you mean by atmosphere? Even in fire there is life.
They have found
Dhanthi power. Bhagavad Gita. Nainanga dhati power. Power means fire. Does that burn the soul? So when there is fire only, it develops fiery body. Not that by the fire it is finished. Nainanga dhati power. When there is gas here, nainanga. Find out this verse. Akshit Dayana Dajjana.
Jason?
Bhagavad Gita, yes. You do not read, you should have reference immediately.
Even here on the earth, on the ice, in the south pole of the earth, they find much life inside the ice.
Yes. Yes, inside the eye, there are life.
They're very surprised. They said, how is this happening?
Yes.
But they're very
surprised. Life is everywhere. This bogus theory, there is no life, the atmosphere is defined as bogus, simply bogus. God's spirit soul is never affected by any material atmosphere. That is the distinction between matter and spirit. It has nothing to do with material atmosphere. They have no knowledge, they have nothing. Those who have no knowledge, they are accepted.
Nainam chindati shastrani, nainam dadhati pavaka, nachainam kledayanti apo, nasoshyati. Nasoshayati Marutaha. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor can he be burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
So where is the question of atmosphere, influence? Suppose there is rock and sand, and always hot weather, but that is a thing, that cannot be any life. Your life is never affected by all this.
Make
propaganda of this knowledge. People will understand that Krishna consciousness movement is not joking. It is something serious. That boy was saying that these scientists, they know me. What is this boy who is among the so-called astronomer side? Who is this? One boy?
Who came last night?
One of our boys, American boy.
that time off.
Yeah.
Here in this temple?
Yeah.
Category?
Yeah.
Oh, category.
Used to work in science, some science research or something.
Do we spend in practice?
The scientists are like all materialists. They think if we have not seen it,
yes, we have seen it from the book.
Yeah.
Seeing from the book is real seeing. What you can see with these blind eyes. I've seen in these navigators, they see the different plans and boats and this direct their ship and they look at according. How can they see where we're going?
Just like they land an airplane.
Yes, they have got all plans and their direction and altitude, latitude and everything, which direction is going on and they in front of the pilot, where everything is there, in what position the plane is there, how high it is and how low it is, where it is, everything. On that direction they can plan, otherwise what can they can see with the eyes? At most 10 miles, it is running at 600 miles, what 10 miles will do then? Rastra Chakusha, authoritative literature should be the eyes. Not these blind eyes. What is the value of these eyes? And here is the answer. Nai nama dahati pahamu. You should go to the school, colleges, and from Bhagavad Gita, give them real knowledge. The whole world is in darkness, and these rascals are guiding them. You have tested the bada, neem bada.
This morning.
Huh? Did you like it?
It tasted very healthy.
Huh?
It tasted healthy.
Healthy?
Healthy. It tasted.
Healthy?
Healthy.
What did
it
that?
Tasted like it was good for me.
Oh.
That means it didn't taste very nice, but we accepted it was good.
I know by my intelligence that it's good to keep eating, even though my tongue was saying, stop.
No, this name is good.
Mm-hmm.
They say that if you eat at least 2 leaves of neem daily, you'll never lose your appetite. Appetite will be continuous.
Who can eat two leaves of neem?
No, if you practice it, it's not impossible.
Eat
at
one time.
Huh?
Remember in Bombay, I thought I had worms. You told me to eat neem?
Yeah.
How was it?
Effective.
Well,
What happened?
I didn't notice anything happened. Mm. And it was very, very bitter. So bitter.
So that was cured or not?
I don't know. Sometimes I think I have worms.
You should not eat meat, sweet. Mm.
You cannot get neem in Iran.
Huh?
I have never seen a neem tree.
No tree in Iran. Simply desert. Where is tree? All desert. All this Middle East. Desert. No, they can be allowed to eat meat, otherwise how much they'll eat. Everyone must eat something. If there is no vegetation, if there is no sufficient, they can be allowed.
I visited some of these small villages in the south of Iran. And the tents of nomads who kept sheep, and that was their life. They had a tent, and they had hundreds of sheep, and they would move the tent every month.
Huh?
They would take the tent, for 1 month they would live here, and then the next month they would move.
Why they tending?
Because they're just, they're desert people. They're where the sheep eat the sheep eat all the little green. And then they have to move on.
Oh.
Same thing as the Bible. When the sheep eat up all the green in that place, then they have to go to another place with their sheep. In the Bible, the same thing. All that Abraham, Joseph. The
Bible was produced here in this desert. Mm-hmm. Jerusalem is not far away. Mecca, Medina, Israel, Arabia.
Mm-hmm. And all they had to eat was the milk of the sheep and goats. And sometimes when they would camp near a farm, they would have vegetables, sometimes. And then the meat of the
and
sheep.
These dates. In the desert,
oh, yes.
The dead tree grows. Sometimes they eat camel lunch. Is it not?
Yes. But I don't think if they...
They cannot be strictly vegetated. It is not possible.
It is difficult.
But even they eat meat, they can chant Hare Krishna. There is no problem.
But now they are farming in the desert. The Iranian government has started farms. They're irrigating the land with water. And when they put water in the desert, they get all kinds of vegetables and grains very easily. So if they do that, then they can become they have no excuse. The excuse of the people is that we have to eat meat.
They can have rains from the sky by chanting. Rain will fall from the sky. Who can check it? Krishna gives the water from the sky. Jagat Bhavati Pradyanta.
They say in their books that this area used to be all forest. with many, many trees, two or three thousand years ago. Mm. It was a very thick forest.
So?
But since then, it's become desert. The rain has stopped since then.
Because the jungle stopped.
The Sahara Desert used to be all trees, very fertile. Sahara Desert in Africa is the biggest desert in the world. Nothing but
Sahara. Sahara.
Sahara Desert. It used to be very rich thousands of years ago, but then became desert. It's supposed to increase its size by 10 miles every year. Desert grows. Formerly that city, Carthage, used to be there. Carthage was fighting Rome. Carthage was very rich, little farms.
Carthaginian civilization was very big civilization. The thing is that the more people become sinful, they will be disturbed by this natural atmosphere. Therefore, I'm surprised that the moon planet is inhabited by past inhabitants. Now there can be desert.
But does moon planet have something to do with Pitris? Does the Pitri loka is different?
Pitri?
Pita, Pitri?
No, Pitri loka is different. That is downwards.
Does that Pitri, does that refer to the original progenitors?
Latest development, they are finding water in Mars.
They find it is very difficult for them because they're using their eyes and other instruments. But they have found places where they're were rivers, and they're finding ice, other things. And so I had a lot of the latest development.
Who?
It is obvious to them there is life. Different kinds of life.
The way of testing for
why
life.
Why not spoiling your nerves? And it may come to a boil, and then you will understand. It is very dangerous habit. If there is little violence, then it will become a boil.
And Gyanagamya said that on Mars they found something like a crater with a house, looked like a or a bombed out thing. This Gyanagamya was working with works with some information service, U.S. information service. So he got some. He was in charge of designing something here for 4th of July, some program. So he got this information from this U.S. information service, which generally sometimes it isn't made public. It's just in their U.S. service. They'd seen some kind of a crater with some kind of
roads in it.
Yeah, something with roads in it or something. It seemed. The way they test in for life is that they take some soil and they mix certain things with it to see if, and then they wait and see if there's some life development from that.
That is nonsense.
Yeah, they mix ammonia.
It's a chemical theory. And then why do they not in the egg mix something and see if life is coming? You know, rascals. Picking one up there, the rascal.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that if
by mixing something, they can bring life. Mm-hmm. Why not in the egg?
Yeah, they can't even do it here.
Simply contradictory things. But you rascals, you cannot understand how they're speaking, rascals.
No, I can see now. I've been with you so long, I can understand now.
They have sent this one ship to Mars for the cost of $1 billion. They're making these tests.
Now they've got a second one going around as well. They have that's Viking 1 that's on there now. And they have another one, Viking 2. It's designed to orbit. Vikings were names of pirates. Viking means pirate. Pirate, thief. The Vikings, they used to be thieves. They named their spaceship Viking.
an idea going to the other planet?
No.
Colonization or what?
One thing they say is security, that America and Russia are fighting. So it was a race to get to the moon, because they think from other planets that they can control conditions on the Earth. From another planet they can control weather, they can control different things.
Let's see how well.
That is one thing they say. They must get to the moon first, they must, for security.
And that is not value. Now they'll do it from Mars.
Not so much from there for security. Just
more their pride.
Huh?
Their pride. One country, just like children playing. You know, one can say, I can fly higher than you. And so, you know, we can go to the moon before you can. For no reason, just to show that they can do it.
It's an excuse to spend money. For fun.
They cannot settle up their misunderstanding here. By going to the moon planet, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing that they said they were going to do, actually. They had some Russian astronauts and some American astronauts, and they had them meet in space. And then they joined their spaceships together, and then they had a meal together and did some experiments, and then they left again. So that was very much acclaimed as bringing the two nations closer together.
We are afraid of all these two classes of Russians. Afraid of means we don't want their association. Mm. It's very dangerous.
You said in the Bhagavatam just now that we are afraid of the materialistic men.
Yes. Personally, I feel that several times told. For a devotee to live with non-devotees is so obnoxious and troublesome. It is sometimes mentioned better to remain within a cage surrounded by fire and still don't remain with non-devotees. Prefer to live within a cage surrounded by fire. That living is preferable than to live with this non-devotee class.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the devotees had that experience living with their parents before they joined the movement. It was so hellish they had to get out. And then they surrounded them there.
Tadero charana sevi bhakta sade bar janame janame mar eiyo vilar bhakta sade bar. That is the essential part of progress. Dayananda's daughter came in my laboratory.
When you were in?
Yeah, I was going.
In it?
Yeah. Then in this Bora, I met with wattle leaves mashed and mixed with this guy.
Oh. Is that just as healthy as neem leaves, wattle leaves? Just the same?
It is better. Of the moon planet, the vegetation grows. Do they accept the moral botany? Influence of moon planet?
All the farmers, they...
They do believe?
They believe that. They plant certain seeds according to the moon.
You see?
In the Jyotish, even in the West, they plant certain things on the waxing moon, not on the waning moon. And Shukla Paksha.
And moon is different.
There are other things.
Like the influence of moon. Other vegetation growing. And it cannot grow itself.
Yeah. They admit that the moon rays have some kind of potency. They know that.
No, it is different in Bhagavad.
Yeah.
And Jyotish, it controls liquids.
Yeah.
And I think even in hospitals here near Purnima, where some of the times they don't like to do the operations because there will be more, the blood will run more. Something they have someone had told me.
Going according to the moon.
Hmm?
The rivers are running according to the moon.
Yeah.
The Ganges, one time we went
in
to the swimming
pool. Ebb tide, flow tide, according to the moon.
Something like that. One day the Ganges was very peaceful. Then we went again and it was rushing. You could not, if you went in, you would just be carried away. You could only.
Okay. Do it here.
You don't want to go outside today?
Outside is bright.